The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation catching up with race clubs, talking about their tracks, their club and their location. We always learn something when we chat to race clubs, including our next guest. He does teach us a lot about oysters. He's a key player when it comes to oyster farming on the coast in South Australia at Ceduna. They race twice a year, non-tab meetings. And there's a Christmas race day coming up, and Bruce Zippel takes our call. How are you, Bruce?
Yeah, good, thanks. And how are you going?
We're doing okay. Again, for those that need reminding, unless they're making a specific reason to travel where you are, where is Ceduna on the SA coast?
Okay, well, Ceduna is actually on the far west of South Australia, on the coast there. We're the last major town before you hit the Western Australian border. So if you're travelling from Perth to Adelaide or east, you drive through Ceduna. So many people have been to Ceduna. Some have stopped and some have just kept going. But most people that have done that trip would know where Ceduna is.
And we get the impression, we've spoken about this before, that your cup, the other meeting, is in January. Already we're into the early part of December. It can get extremely hot where you are, but you're actually a very good location even on very hot days, I believe.
Yeah, well, it's interesting here because we often get the cooling sea breezes, and we're actually having a pretty cold run at the moment, believe it or not. So all of Australia's been blanketed in rain, and we've been part of that. But traditionally, we get the sea breeze because there's cold water to the south of us, and there's warm land, warm air and land inland. And when during the afternoons, the sea breeze picks up here, and we're actually quite pleasant most days of the summer.
So the borders have opened up to a point, but as we know, there's still concerns. This meeting this weekend, I don't think it raced last year. I remember we had a chat about it, but you actually last year of your two meetings, this one didn't take place last year due to not lockdowns where you were, but impacted by lockdowns closer to Adelaide. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty well. Although at the time there was actually a statewide lockdown. They were very concerned about how there was a COVID outbreak, then they didn't really understand how it came about. They understood it afterwards. It was actually when the chap didn't quite tell the truth about who he was with. And they actually dropped that lockdown not long afterwards. But at the time, we had no choice but to make the decision, just in case, and give our caterers plenty of warning that we wouldn't go ahead with the racing. And we held our cup meeting this year, which is a fantastic day, and hopefully everything will be fine. We're watching everything quite closely, what's happening over in Adelaide and to the east. But we have our COVID plan in place. We'll be adhering to all the COVID requirements. South Australia has opened up not long ago. Western Australian border has pretty well closed to South Australia now, but we just have to, at some point, we just have to get on with our lives, and that's what we'll be doing on Saturday.
I do a lot of these interviews, so I'm just thinking, the lockdown, are you talking about the one that was the Pizzagate? Because
that's the one.
The reason I say that from a racing point of view, the timing, I remember I chatted to the Clare Valley Race Club and it locked down only a few days before their cup, and then they reopened again the day before, but it was too late for them to have that meeting on that day. It's amazing how the flow on of the domino effect of things that happen. But, of course, we understand health and safety issues. There's nothing you can do about it. So are people relishing this weekend? Still a less amount of people travelling, the grey nomads, or people coming from the WA side of things or going through on your way to WA. So is it more so a local Ceduna race club? Or since you've opened up, have people in their droves got across the border to enjoy South Australia? How are you expecting this weekend, and then even going to the cup on the 15th of January? How are you tracking there?
Look, we are expecting a very good crowd on Saturday. We've had very positive feedback about the race days being on, and we've heard we've had people say that they'll be coming from all over the Eyre Peninsula to our race day, as well as the locals. So we're actually expecting it to be tracking quite well. We're hoping that'll remain the same for our cup on the 15th of January, but there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, and you can just basically put a steady hand on the ship. You just steer in the direction and you deal with the reefs and the icebergs and whatever else when they come. But on Saturday, the things are looking pretty good for us to have a pretty decent sort of day. And, you know, we're pretty happy with how things have panned out so far.
We're chatting to Bruce Zippel, Ceduna Race Club, twice a year non-tab meetings this weekend, then their cup is in January. So you mentioned about people. What about horse numbers? How are they compared to, say, when you race in January? I'm not sure if the prize money is bigger on your cup day, but how are nominations, how are horse numbers going for you?
Actually, we're probably going to have our biggest Christmas day for racing we've ever had as far as the horse numbers goes. We pay out a pretty generous float rebate, you know, to help trainers get here, and we'll be paying out quite a bit on Saturday, but that's a good thing. And we've got some fantastic horse numbers. At this stage, we have no less than 8 in each race and up to 10 in 2 races. And that's really good numbers for non-TAB. We're absolutely delighted. But what's actually happened is the flow-on effect of all of these extra horses that are flushing out of the system, and Port Lincoln now, it's really difficult to get a run at Port Lincoln for many people. So, and that's, you know, the Eyre Peninsula. So this is sort of the next stage in the line. So because there's metropolitan race fields are really good, the provincial race fields are really good, the country TAB fields are very good, so we're sort of the next flow on. And so we're for people, you know, not only a chance to win some prize money, but it's just simply letting your horse have a start.
And Bruce, I have to ask you, I don't want to temper the mood of the discussion, but we learn a lot of things from chatting to people in race clubs, and it would be not by the by if I didn't ask you, because you've told us over the years in our chats about, you know, I say, do people swallow oysters? Should they chew Kilpatrick and so on? But one of the headlines in the last few weeks has been stories about oysters not now being available due to some outbreak. Can you tell me, given you're one of the key players in oyster farming in SA, about this concerning story, or am I overplaying it?
No, look, everything that you say at the moment is based on precaution. So when you're dealing in the food industry, particularly if you're being considered a potentially high-risk industry, you have to go with precaution. And that's what's happening at the moment with SA Health and Primary Industries Food Safety. So based on a new type of, it's a Vibrio bacteria, and Vibrio bacteria is super common in the ocean. They like to, you know, they come in so many different formats. And some of those Vibrio bacteria, you know, a good example is Listeria, okay, is similar. So that means that so what's happened with the oyster industry in South Australia is that because there have been some Vibrio problems, and some of those Vibrios can be harmful to people when consumed enough by things like clams, scallops and oysters, you know, when eaten au naturale or however you want to say that, the industry has to be aware, and regulators have to be aware, and the public has to be aware that if there is a note of concern, regulators will err on the side of caution, and then they will review, and then they will bring in more stringent regulation to make sure everything's fine. And that's where we're at the moment in South Australia. And we're expecting a reopening soon, and there'll be, you know, better ways to do refrigeration, better ways to make sure that everything's good. And once that happens, then you'll actually see, hopefully, you know, all South Australian bays, not just Coffins Bay, I mean, Coffins Bay as well, opening up for Christmas and people can eat oysters with confidence. But these things happen. It's just part of farming. You get these blips, you get these bumps. It doesn't matter whether you're a land farmer, you're a sheep farmer, you get drought, you get disease, you get all sorts of things. That sort of thing happens in the sea as well. But, you know, the consumer can always be aware that the regulators will make sure, do everything they can to make sure that, that, you know, the safety of people consuming food is paramount.
You know, these interviews, as I said, to people in Melbourne and people even in the country, the things we learnt, we spoke the other week to the Innisfail Race Club president in North Queensland. He's a big banana farmer, and he told us about bananas and his industry there. Roma, we had a chat to a cattle farmer. He was talking about the price for steers he was getting, and you're telling us about oysters. So here's the naive question as we wrap it up. Other plants and fruits have to be picked, otherwise they're thrown away. Can you leave the oysters in the water while they're not required and ride out this storm and they just become plumper and tastier, or is that not how it works?
We actually nailed it. They do. We leave them in the water. They're still living. It's a living animal. It's a little bit like the cattle. You don't throw the cattle away if you can't sell them on the market. Bananas obviously are different. You know, fruit, the fruit industry is completely different. We're actually animal husbandry. But if you go back to bananas, if you go back to beef, you go back to, you know, it doesn't matter what agricultural product it is or aquacultural product, you've always had problems somewhere along the line. You have the good times, you have the bad times. The beef guys at the moment are just getting ridiculous prices for their beef, and good on them, because, you know, they've had some bad times. The banana farmers go up and down, you know, and us, we experience the same thing. So if you're in agriculture, if it moves, it walks, it swims, it breathes, you know, whatever, it's a bit like anything, you know, some other things, it's just you will have problems at some point, so you enjoy the good times with the bad.
Always very interesting stuff. We'll speak again in a month's time when you have your cup. Good luck this weekend, and stay safe, as they say, and thanks for giving us a bit of an update on oysters and also your race club. All the best, Bruce. Thanks for taking the call.
My pleasure. Thank you for making it.
Bruce Zippel there, key oyster farmer, and also, though, of course, the Ceduna Race Club with their two meetings a year. Haven't raced since January. Coastal SA, good luck to them.